and DNA and protein gels and Western blots and cloning genes and RT-PCR. But out of all I've seen in lab, both in the present and the past, there's none I like as much as the ingenious myoblast. A myoblast, a myoblast, the most amazing myoblast. It's in the present or the past, the most ingenious myoblast. A myoblast, a myoblast, it's what we all should try. A blast, it's theirs or yours or his or hers or myoblast. Their myogenic phenotype turns myoblasts into a pipe that's long and multinucleate and later turns to meat. You let them fuse, you let them bake, and then you've got a sirloin steak. We'd all be vegetarian if not for myoblast. A myoblast, a myoblast, there's meat because there's myoblasts, and so we'd starve, at least we'd fast if it were not for myoblasts. A myoblast, a myoblast, it hasn't got a chloroplast because you never see in plants a myoblast. They grow and die and die and grow, and when they grow so slow, but oh, do I just love them so, primary myoblasts. You grow them in a cultured dish, and then you hope and then you wish, and wonder why the cells all die, those evil myoblasts. A myoblast, a myoblast, those little evil myoblasts, that's in the present or the past, they die because they're myoblasts. A myoblast, a myoblast, without them we would be harassed, oh, what a useful object is a myoblast. I'd love to stay and chat a while, to run away is not my style, unfortunately I must go and babysit my cells. The cells will look like they're all right, and then they'll all die overnight. I haven't got a life because I'm growing myoblasts, those myoblasts, those myoblasts, frustrating little myoblasts. I have no life, I am aghast because I'm growing myoblasts. A myoblast, a myoblast, I promise this will be the last time that I sing to you about a myoblast.